Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Life Outside the Box, Paranormal Paragons Radio, with your host, Christine McKee. Light over dark, truth over lies, love over fear. Open your mind and free your soul. Visit us online at ParanormalParagons.com for more information and previous shows.
Well, good evening and welcome to the show. You've got Christine here and we are out and about enjoying the day, and I've brought in with me Sam. Sam, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good.
That's good. Have you been out enjoying the sunlight?
Oh, yeah. Been out there with my son, Joe, and it all. Grandma's been having fun with us.
Yep, yeah. Lots of fun. Took him to the carnival, and too young to go on the rides, but, you know, it didn't stop us from taking him and letting him run around and get some exercise out of him.
Win some prizes. Everybody thought he was adorable.
I know.
Usual.
People were giving him prizes for free. It was awesome. I was like, yep, it's official. My grandbaby is the cutest.
But that's not what we're doing the show about. We'd love to, but we're doing something else.
Exactly. I'm a grandmother. I have bragging rights. It's all good. Tonight our show is about the topic of demons. Now, it seems to be, you would think with a subject as deep as that the information out there would be precise and pretty, the same thing across the table, but there seems to be a wide range of perspectives as to what demons really are.
Yeah, you think there'd be like an Encyclopedia Demalia or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Something that would talk about them in depth.
Exactly, but there isn't, and a lot of it relies...
Well, at least not that one that we can find.
Yeah.
It's probably locked up in like the Vatican or something.
Probably. So we're here to answer your questions. So if you want to give us a call, the number to call is 929-477-3760, and feel free to ask any questions that you might have. So we're going to dive right into this topic. I know that, we've been announcing that we were going to do a demon show for quite some time, and we finally got one going here. And, I mean,
it was more of just like a booking issue. We couldn't get together enough to at a certain time to get it done.
And another one of those problems is that because this is such a heated subject, it's one of those things, it's like...
It's kind of like Toronto Maple Leafs versus Montreal Canadiens.
Yeah, you really don't discuss
it. Well, it's actually
it.
Nothing like that, but...
Well, money in politics. It's one of those dreaded subjects that you really don't want to dive into too much because everybody has a different opinion of what they think it's all about. And it's okay. It's okay to have a different view on what you think it's all about. Some of them are downright ridiculous, and
some of them are spot on to what everybody else thinks.
And so I'm going to start with the ridiculous, because the only way to empower yourself is to educate yourself. So to educate you about demons, we're going to give you the stuff that isn't anything to do with demons, but it's out there. It's on the internet, and it's with respected sites. And I can't help but laugh because these are supposed to be sites that educate people, and what they're doing is sending them into a fear frenzy, I like to call it. And when you're stuck in that moment of fear, you can't be logical and educate yourself properly.
Exactly. It's all fear tactics a lot of these people use to – they want you to click on the site so they can have their advertisements read so that you will – basically, so the advertiser thinks that you're going to be buying their product because you've seen their ad.
Exactly.
All they really want is the clicks so that they can get the money from the advertisers.
Exactly. So here are some funny things. And you have to think that we have, as a species, progress. So let's progress our thinking. Let's not bind ourselves to those superstitious things. One of them is seeing black humanoids or black dogs.
Oh, yes. There's a famous story out of England of the black dog with red eyes. Ooh, creepy. Ooh, demon. Ooh, no. A lot of these instances where you see a lot of black figures and black forms, unless you're getting the feelings of negativity, which we do have a show about that. If you go look through the catalog, you'll find the negativity. You'll find the negative episode we did. If you're not feeling the emotions that you would for seeing a negative, it's most likely not a negative. Even if you are feeling those feelings, you're not looking at a demon 100% of the time. Later on in the show, we're going to talk about how to identify a demon. But right now, let's just stick to things that are wrong. Another one that I've heard a lot of people talking about as real, everything that you see on creepypastas. Everyone's been talking about this. I know a lot of educated people out there will say, oh, that's just a bunch of malarkey. That's not true. But then you have some people out there who believe these things. For instance, Slender Man.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people believe Slender Man is actually real.
Mm-hmm.
And as many psychics will know, if you've ever seen these things, there are entities out there that do look like Slender Man.
Yeah.
But they are not the quote-unquote Slender Man. You're not going to find...
And they're not stealing little kids.
Yeah, you're not going to find an entity that looks like Slender Man stealing kids in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
If you do, then that's an entity that has chosen to look that way.
Yeah, and if they are stealing kids, it's a local pervert with a van and free Wi-Fi.
And a mask. Hey, kids, you want to read some creepypastas? No, we shouldn't joke about that.
No, and another one is... being pinched, punched, or slapped when nothing's there. I'm sorry, but you can have a ghost. I've had a ghost child pinch me on the bottom. They were walking behind me, and we were doing a ghost tour, and this little kid was running circles around everybody. His name was Jacob, and he was running around, and he pinched several people on the bottom, including myself. He wasn't a demon. He was a child spirit.
And it doesn't make him a negative for pinching you. He's not attempting to cause you harm.
No, he's just playing games.
Another one that I've heard big time is, this isn't exactly a demon, but this is more towards the demonology and the Satanism and all this. I've heard constantly that witches are Satanists. I can tell you from experience being of the Wiccan faith that no, witches are not working with the devil.
Devil, no.
Let's get out of the
1600s here.
Yeah. Yeah. But if anyone knows anything about witchcraft and anything about Wicca, you know the law of three, which states that anything you send out will come back to you threefold.
Mm-hmm.
So a witch knows that if they send out bad things, three times as bad as coming back at them.
Mm-hmm.
So a witch would rather give you a spell to help you win the lottery than give you a spell to try to break your bones.
Yeah. So another one is, I'm just reading through the most common that people seem to think. Oh, here's a good one. You feel as though your organs are palpitating.
Oh, that's just a fear response. Anyone in the medical field will tell. I know I'm citing a lot of people who I don't know in different fields, but. No, anyone who knows anything about medicine will know that your body reacts very oddly when you're afraid.
Yeah.
And if you think something is a demon and think that it can do these terrible things to you, of course you're going to be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
My mother and I are both psychics, and there's times when we're afraid.
Yeah.
We have gut-wrenching moments where we just feel like our insides are caught in a blender.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean there was a demon there.
No, exactly.
Heck, a cat could have jumped out in front of me, and I could have a moment like that.
Yeah. I was walking down... The Hermitage trails in Hamilton there, and it was dark, like it was pitch black, and we were heading to the Hermitage to do like a reading on the property, and halfway down this trail I seen this figure outline, and it was frozen, and it was just glaring at me, and my heart sunk, and it just started to race, and I ran and I screamed at the top of my lungs. And when you see a fat chick running, you know
something's chasing
her. Something's going down. And it turns out it was a deer. It was a deer that had just frozen, hoping that if he didn't move, that I wouldn't see him. And I didn't know what it was. And I had thought if it was a deer, it would have ran away out of fright.
And knowing it, the deer probably would have had the same reaction, gut-wrenching fear.
Exactly. I don't know who was more afraid of who. And then when it found out it was a deer, I was like, oh, my gosh, I feel like an idiot.
Can't believe I fell for it.
And, okay, going on with this list. Okay.
A big one that I've actually heard is emotional changes in people around you means that they're possessed.
Yeah.
It doesn't always mean that. I mean,
no.
A lot of people are empathetic to other people's emotions. It's
yeah.
a human trait. When you understand, when you're a sentient being and you understand your life, you understand other people's lives. It's
mm-hmm.
human nature.
Yeah.
So a change in someone's behavior due to becoming more negative in approach, angry, sad, if they start screaming things at you that they normally don't scream. Now, if you have somebody start speaking a language that they don't understand, consult somebody, please.
Yes.
If all of a sudden your best friend starts speaking Russian and you know he doesn't know Russian, call somebody.
Yeah.
Get that checked out. But no, if all of a sudden a person just is, they could just be having a bad day. Bad week, maybe they're going through a divorce, maybe they're going through
and
some
they're just
financial
taking
troubles.
It out on you.
Yeah, maybe they're going through financial troubles. There's been days where I've gone into heated spit debates with my wife, screaming and yelling at each other,
mm-hmm.
and then the next day perfectly fine. It didn't mean that either of us were possessed at the point.
No,
this is me.
You're frustrated.
People act as
life.
People act.
Here's a good one. Here's one that you're gonna all laugh at. Voices that seem to come from deep within inside your walls, shouting your name, fighting, or having orgies. I'm sorry.
I haven't heard the orgies one before.
If I'm going to be hearing orgy sounds, I'm going to be thinking that my neighbors are playing a really, really loud porno.
I'm going to be asking if I can join.
Okay, I did
Don't.
Not need to know that. I am your mother, for crying out loud.
Don't tell my wife.
Suddenly feeling hot spots or freezing areas that may also be a manifestation of a demon. I'm sorry, I am menopausal. I have hot flashes. Does that mean every time my face goes on fire that there's a demon running around me?
Oh, my God. Have you heard of this wonderful concept called houses are old, they have drafts?
Exactly.
Air is not one constant temperature, people. If you've gone from your bathroom to your and walked to your living room, you know that.
Okay, let me see if I can find one more.
Yeah, I think just one more, and then we'll move on to the next topic.
Okay, so regular daily fatigue setting in when you were normally healthy. Okay, first of all, vitamin D deficiencies. Vitamin D can fluctuate so quickly in your body, and it can bring on symptoms of fatigue. First of all, get a blood check.
And just because you're out in the sun all day does not mean you're getting your daily recommended dose of vitamin D.
Exactly.
Wearing sunscreen is proven to reduce your vitamin D intake from the sun.
Well, not only that, if you are low in it anyways, it takes a lot of being out in the sun several times a day for over a long period of time before you actually build up and keep and maintain that level of vitamin D.
Iron deficiencies, those cause fatigue.
Those all cause. So you might think you're healthy.
Maybe you ate something that was bad.
Yeah.
Maybe that Chinese restaurant on the corner didn't cook the chicken balls properly.
Maybe it wasn't chicken.
Oh, no. I lost my cat, then the Chinese store had a sale on chicken balls. No, I shouldn't.
So now that we've talked about what it isn't,
we've got the joking out of the way, let's
get
serious.
Yeah, we've gotten the joking out of the way. Let's get down to the serious. Now, I'm going to pull up our emails here.
Email. Everybody loves an
yeah,
email.
Yeah, I need a song for that. We need a little
ditty.
Like
a jingle.
A little jingle for our email.
Anybody out there in the viewer land, if you got a jingle and you want to send it to us, we'll put it on the show if we like it.
Okay, so here's one for you, Sam.
Okay.
Okay. Let me pull it up.
In case anybody's wondering out there, I want to let everybody know, I'm not a registered demonologist. I've not gone to the school at the Vatican to learn about demonology. I've just been working as a psychic and working as a cleanser long enough that I know about a lot of this stuff. And I do have contacts who are demonologists. So any information that we can't give you during this broadcast, I can find later on and we can share with you guys later.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So,
I just
right.
wanted to throw that out there so nobody, comes after us trying to sue us.
Oh, great. We have someone bombing our spamming our chat room saying that Obama killed their cat. That's awesome.
Keep saying that, buddy. Go to the Republican website and say that.
Exactly.
Go bug them.
So anyways, okay, Sam. All right. So I heard that saying a demon's name, even just once, will bring them around you. Is this true? That's a good question. I want to know the answer to that one.
A lot of people think that a demon's name is their summoning. Like you say they think it's like Beetlejuice. If I go Belphegor, Belphazar, Belphazar, Belphazar will all of a sudden appear. No, this is complete and utter bullcrap, pretty much. You're not going to summon an entity. I can't go Rosie O'Donnell, Rosie O'Donnell, Rosie O'Donnell. She's not going to just randomly appear.
Donald Trump's money, Donald Trump's money.
I wish. That would be awesome. But no, it's like anyone else's name. If you're sitting in your house and you all of a sudden just yell your friend who lives in British Columbia's name, they're not just going to all of a sudden appear in your house.
True.
It takes a lot more than that to actually summon a demon into your home or around you. Just saying their name multiple times will not summon them. There are some summoning rites that involve you saying their names multiple times, but there are a lot of other things involved.
So with that being said, Sam, that brings me on to a very good question. What is it that would bring a demon around you? Say someone has a demon around them, and we'll get into how they find that out later. But right now, my question is, how did it get there? Did they just find it out there somewhere? Did they do something to bring it around them? Did they summon it somehow and not know it? How do these things happen?
Okay, so I'm going to go over the three, actually there's four basic methods that I know of to basically draw a demon towards yourself. And this is pretty much works with all negative spirits.
And we don't recommend doing this for...
No. This is an educational purpose to tell you to avoid these things.
Yeah.
The number one way that everybody knows, and this is not a myth, using a Ouija board improperly.
Mm.
You will never see me or anyone that I work with, I mean, other than my mom. My mom's a little bit crazy, though. You will never see anyone who, in my personal group, in my personal cleansing team, that will use a Ouija board. We are not properly trained to use a Ouija board, so we do not feel safe using it. We know how to cleanse Ouija boards, and we have done cleansings on Ouija boards. But in proper use, that includes teenagers playing with it as a fun sleepover toy, or even...
But what if it's pink and sparkly?
Burn it. Salt it and burn it.
Burn it with fire.
Yeah, pretty much. But no... Also, I should say, don't just burn your Ouija board. If you have a Ouija board that you believe is tainted, please contact your religious leaders or contact someone that you can, someone that you know that can cleanse a Ouija board. Do not attempt to burn it.
Why is that?
This can release the energies within the board, and if not properly contained, you can cause yourself more troubles.
Oh.
I have to be very frank with that because I know way too many people who have had negatives attached to them because they burned their Ouija boards thinking that would get rid of it. Sometimes the Ouija board holds it in, and when you burn it, it gets out.
Okay, so a Ouija board entices a demon in. What are the other things that can...
The next one, this is going to sound so cliche, but if you are going about your life with an extremely negative attitude,
mm-hmm.
if you are doing negative things, and you are basically being a negative yourself, you will attract other negatives.
Right.
If you go around...
'Cause like attracts like.
Yes. And now, we all know depression is a real illness.
Mm-hmm.
It is a terrible illness.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do not get help for it, it can rip your life apart. I am not trying to downplay how bad this disease is because it is terrible.
Yeah.
Now, saying this, acting depressed, even
for
some
attention.
People who have depression, going around your life basically being the quote-unquote depressive person, the person basically acting as if you have depression when you don't,
mm-hmm.
or even some people who have depression, going around basically being the quote-unquote bully for your entire life.
Right.
Doing these things can draw in negatives towards you.
Mm.
And these are things that, because the pain that you cause or the pain that you have,
mm-hmm.
they feed on it. And they want it. So they follow you. So you might have a very weak negative come towards you to try to pick up strength,
mm-hmm.
or if you're doing something wrong, which I haven't met a person who's attracted a demon this way, but
okay.
I do know that it works with all other negatives, and I've heard of instances where it's attracted demons, but you could end up attracting something you don't want by having such a negative attitude about the world.
Now, if you attract, say, like 20 negative spirits around you, would a demon then take interest and come around, or?
A lot of the time, demons want to be the first one on the scene.
Mm.
Usually, they don't want to come and try to pick up the second, like the scraps.
Mm.
It's kind of like the lions and hyenas.
Okay.
Where the normal negatives are hyenas and the demons are lions.
Okay,
The lion, unless the lion is desperate, it doesn't want to steal scraps from the hyena.
No.
It wants the full meal.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't want what's left.
It doesn't
want
to share.
If anything, it'll chase the other negatives away and then take what it wants itself.
Hmm.
The third, but moving on, the third most common way?
Yeah.
Accepting a demon.
Okay.
So many people don't understand the religion that is actually Satanism.
Right.
A lot of teenagers think they're rebelling and saying, oh, yeah, I'm Satanist. Oh, I hate everybody. Fuck everybody. Blah, 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 blah. I apologize for my foul language.
F-bomb.
Woo, woo, woo. Quarter in the swear jar.
Pew.
If we had one. I apologize for that, guys. I got a little carried away.
That's okay. Continue on.
But anyways, so basically, screw society. Screw everybody. I hate everything. I'm a Satanist. These people don't understand what Satanism actually is.
Right.
Now, I'm not an expert on Satanism. I know enough to get along to understand what Satanism is.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys want extra information, go on to find reputable sites that actually talk about this in a positive way. Satanism is not a negative religion where you kill babies and burn everybody.
Yeah, they're just
everybody.
Sick
no.
people over.
Satanism is actually a religion based upon basically worshiping yourself.
Okay.
Instead of a lot of religions, which is worshiping everything around you,
mm-hmm.
Satanism is more of a selfish religion. I want to say selfish. I apologize to any Satanists who are legitimate Satanists listening to the show. I don't mean to down your religion at all. I respect all religions except for...
No, but you're just comparing it to Christian.
Except for stupid teenage Satanism. I don't respect that religion because it's not a religion. It's teenagers who think they're rebelling.
Right, right.
But the real religion of Satanism is all about worshiping yourself and putting yourself above others.
Mm.
So it's a very empowering religion that empowers a lot of people, and I understand why they go to that.
Right.
But people who worship Satanism in the wrong way, that they look online for rituals and they look online for all these different things and all this crazy stuff that they think they're going to do because they found like, oh, I went to a cult store and found a copy of the Necronomicon. I'm totally a Satanist. No, you're not a Satanist for one. Two, research religions before you decide to become part of that religion. And three, if you're attempting to be Satanist without actually understanding what you're doing or having a mentor to teach you the way of the religion,
mm-hmm.
every religion you need a mentor to teach you your way through or else you can screw yourself over pretty badly.
Mm-hmm.
With Satanism, if you attempt to do anything without proper teachings, you will draw negatives towards you. You will draw demons
See,
towards you.
See, a lot
you.
Of people think it's incantations and blood drinking. And no, that's voodoo and hoodoo.
Yeah, voodoo is the negative version of voodoo.
Right.
Just clearing that up for everybody.
Yep.
Voodoo is not summoning the dead and telling them to kill your enemy and giving, like...
No, that's hoodoo.
And, like, giving voodoo dolls to people and killing them with it and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's hoodoo.
That's hoodoo.
Yeah.
Voodoo is basically... working with nature and working with...
It's kind of like a white witch level.
I am going to say, I am not an expert on voodoo. I have to tell you guys what I'm an expert in and what I'm not an expert in so you guys understand where I'm coming from. But I know somebody who is actually voodoo.
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys want more information, I can find out from her about the stuff. But it's all about basically working with nature and working with... It's kind of like Wicca.
Yeah.
But it's different.
Yeah.
It has a lot different type of entity spirits and entities. But so that we're not going to drag this on for 6 hours.
Yeah, getting into voodoo and hoodoo would be a completely different show
we're
altogether.
Oh, yeah, we're going to go like, way, way off track.
Choo-choo, let's get the train back on track. So,
yeah.
So getting the demons
force
around you.
Yeah, attracting them, accepting them via not understanding your religions or not understanding what you're doing.
Now, one thing I've been hearing a lot about lately is demon magicians, demonic magicians. These are people like Chris...
Angel?
Yes, who can, like, reach through people's bodies.
Okay, for one thing, any magician that you see on the street corner,
yeah,
this is just a person who has mastered illusion.
Well, this is what I'm saying.
It's not, they haven't signed a deal with the devil, they haven't created anything.
I watched this four-hour docudrama the other day about these demon magicians, and Chris Angel was one of the features of them, of their point. And I almost, like, halfway through it, I was like, oh, I have to shut this off because this is hilarious.
It's just melting my brain.
Exactly. It was like, this is a waste of my time because, A, I find it more hilarious than anything else because, oh, we don't understand it and we don't know how they do it. Demons.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, what?
It's the witch calling 1600 version of Christianity. Just, oh, I don't understand what that person's doing. They're a witch.
Exactly. So, yeah, I found it kind of funny.
That person has a different view than me. They're a terrorist. Oh, did I go too far? America, are you not happy with that?
No.
But I want to get to the fourth point. The fourth is one of the most important points to understand.
Right.
Now, accepting a demon through Satanism is from not proper practice of the religion.
Right.
What I'm about to talk about is a very serious thing that a lot of people have. A lot of people decide that they're done with life.
Mm-hmm.
Suicide is in the news all the time. Everybody knows about it. Everybody knows how big of a problem it is.
Mm-hmm.
A problem that I consider to be even worse is spiritual. What healers like myself call spiritual suicide. Where you've come to a point in your life where you can't take life anymore, and you give up control of your life to another entity.
Right.
You've said, I'm done, I'm checking out, somebody else take over my body because I don't want to kill myself.
Right.
Now, this is a serious thing. This isn't somebody being a coward and taking the easy way out. A lot of my beliefs try to tell me that, yes, that is a cowardly way out, but you know what? Let's be serious about this. Let's take opinion out of it. These people they believe they're at the end of their rope. They believe that there's nothing left for them. They've lost so much that they don't see a point to being around anymore.
Yeah.
But they don't want to kill themselves for some reason or the other. I'm not going to judge people for their decisions.
Yeah.
But they've chosen to instead accept another entity into their body and allow it to take full control.
Yeah.
This is another way that a demon can get to you or
right
at you. This is a terrible thing that happens to too many people. I'm not naming names here, but I do know somebody who this has happened to.
Mm-hmm.
They attempted to commit suicide at a very young age, and then when they were stopped, and they were stopped several times, they just gave up and accepted an actual demon into their body.
Right.
And this person has not been the same since this happened to them.
That's not good.
So, speaking from experience, yes, by spiritually committing suicide, you are accepting of anything that comes your way.
Yeah.
Some people do get a positive spirit who takes over their body, but the majority, like 99.9%, it's a negative spirit.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have another email here for you, and Sam, I'm going to let you answer this one.
You know, I haven't been answering anything else or anything.
Exactly. I'm doing all the work here, baby. Anyways, okay. Dear Life Outside the Box, my little brother is acting really weird, running around, crazy, screaming a lot, and grunting. Could this be a demon? Do I need to call a local priest?
Okay. So what?
How old is this kid?
That's the first question. Because I mean, my son is 2 days away from being a year old, and he runs around screaming and grunting.
Demons.
Demons.
Aliens. I'm not saying it's aliens.
But it's
but
aliens.
But it's aliens.
Yeah. Everybody knows the meme, Mom. But anyways, what this question is mostly asking is how do we tell what a demon is?
Yeah, let's get down to that. So, I think people want to know that.
This is the most important thing. This is the key thing that everyone wants to know is, how do I know? How do I know?
Right, because Hollywood has totally glammed it to the point where...
Oh, yeah. I mean, a demon's going to pull you down the stairs like in Paranormal Activity. Or a demon's going to possess your body and have sex with a woman like that one movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Or something like that.
Yeah.
Some crazy stuff like that. It's like, no, demons are very much working in the shadows kind of entities. You don't see demons often because they don't have to come out to work.
Yeah.
They get other negatives to do their work for them.
Okay.
So let's first talk about, we've done a video where a radio show where we talked about how to tell what a negative is.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's talk about types. It's going to be very quick. Don't worry, guys. We're going to get through this. But types. You do have your very low-level negatives. These are the negatives where these people were normal people. They lived a life, and then they died. And then in the afterlife, they have degraded to a point, or they've been stuck in a point, or they've had something happen to them in the afterlife that has caused them to go negative.
Right.
These are the entities that are usually attached to an area. These
mm-hmm.
are the entities that usually don't move around very often. They stay in one spot. And it's usually just from loneliness and depression that these entities are turned negative. Because, I mean, if you lock anybody up in a room by themselves...
They'll go crazy after a while.
For years and years and years, they will go insane.
Mm-hmm.
And they will start doing stuff. Like, they will stab people that try to come near them.
Yep.
If anyone... there's a lot of interesting stuff. If anyone else is interested in that whole theory of solitary confinement causing people to go crazy,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of books out there. Find stuff that's reputable. Don't be getting stuff that's like, oh, a demon possessed my body. Don't read that kind of crap.
Yeah, that's just fear-driven stuff.
So that's the basic negative that you're going to run into. The next one is a person who has done negative things in their life and in death wants to continue.
Right.
A lot of these people are murderers, rapists, people who have done terrible things in their life, and they don't think they're done.
Yeah.
They want to keep doing what they were doing in life.
Yeah.
These are very goal-driven people who were goal-driven in life in a negative way and now are goal-driven in death in a negative way.
Yeah.
These negatives – now, the best way to tell what kind of negative you're dealing with is just how much of the emotional feelings of a negative do you get? How strong are the emotions or the feeling that you get of negativity?
Mm-hmm.
Just quick recap, I'm not going to go too much into it. Basically, any entity that makes you feel negative emotions, sadness, anger, any entity that causes you to feel pain or any entity that causes you to feel distraught, digestively distraught, basically nauseous, diarrhea, that kind of feelings, the feeling like, oh, no, if I don't get to a bathroom right now, I'm going to poop my pants. Mostly any spirit that gives you those feelings will be a negative.
Yeah, for sure.
So the level at which you feel these things will tell you what level of entity you're dealing with.
Yeah.
Now, after the negative in life, negative in death level, we start getting into what a lot of people would refer to as the demons. But really, these are extremely powerful negative entities who have been around for millennia.
Mm-hmm.
These are people who lived millions, or not millions, sorry, humans haven't been around for that long. But from the beginning of human civilization, these people were alive, and now they've died, and now they've spent eternity by themselves, and they've gone mad.
Right.
These people, these negatives have had thousands of years to
Perfect.
Practice what
yeah.
they do.
Yeah.
These things are some of the scariest demons are not the scariest things out there, people.
No.
These entities who have had 2,000 years to practice what they're doing, these are the most terrifying things out there. Because these things will do to you what a demon could never even imagine.
Really?
Yeah. These things, these type of negatives like to experiment.
Oh.
They've had 2,000 years, they've had so long to experiment, they always want to try something new. It's kind of like a druggie when they have a drug. They get addicted to the drug, and then the drug doesn't do anything for them anymore, so they move on to a stronger drug.
Okay. So would you say that demons have signatures of what they like to do?
Yes, I'm just about to get into that, actually.
Oh, okay, cool.
So the next level, most people agree that the next level is demons. These are entities who are basically pretty much at the top of the totem pole. These are the guys who they have, or the guys and gals, let's not be stereotypical here and just call everybody guys, but these are the entities that they control other entities to do their bidding. This is why you don't actually see demons that often, because they're sitting in the on the sidelines getting everybody else to do their bidding.
They got better things to do than do work.
A king, nowadays, a king doesn't go out to fight his own battles.
Exactly.
He sends a bunch of little guys to go fight the battle.
Yep.
Obama doesn't go fight ISIS in Iraq.
Let them get hurt.
Yeah. But I'm not comparing Obama to a demon. Don't even try to slay my words like that. But
sure, Obama killed somebody's cat.
They oh, my God,
so
yes,
the
cat. Okay, let's not joke about that guy. He might actually have, like, a mental disorder or something.
No, he spams rooms. I checked
okay,
out
so,
his profile.
Oh, he killed my cat. But anyways, let's get serious again.
Put your serious face on.
Yes. Oh, wait, I didn't bring my serious face with me this weekend. But anyways, enough joking aside. Demons are the entities that sit in the background and get others to do their bidding.
Mm-hmm.
You always hear about, like, oh, yes, the minions of the devil, they do the devil's bidding. Well, demons are the devils. These are the devils of everything. Every religion has their own version of demons.
Right.
And if you're in the Christian religion, it's the demons, the archdemons, and Satan. If you're in other religions, it's the banshees and the sirens and all these different entities that cause harm to everyone else. And, I mean, it's been many, 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 many years since demons have had to do their own bidding.
Mm-hmm.
Demons have spent enough time building up armies that they don't need to go and do their own things.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain times when a demon will target someone and go after someone for something. This is very rare, though.
Yeah.
I say again, people, it's very rare that a demon will go after you.
Yeah.
You have to have something it wants badly.
Mm-hmm.
Something that another more than one demon wants, to have a demon come after you.
Mm-hmm.
But these entities, when you find these entities, you will know. You will be on the floor in pain. These things will knock you out.
Yeah, they don't play. Demons don't play games. You're down, you're gone.
They are powerful.
Mm-hmm.
I've only dealt with one demon in my entire time doing healing and doing cleansing, and the thing knocked me out.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I'm not an amateur. I don't go into a situation without protecting myself. And this thing just ignored my protection and knocked me out.
Mm.
So even if you're trained, if any psychic out there knows you run into a demon, that thing is terrifying. Like, you will probably pee your pants.
Now, what is... Do demons have agendas? Like, do they have something specifically that they... What could they possibly want from a human being?
Okay.
This is what I don't get.
The number one thing that a demon wants is energy.
Okay.
Just like we have to eat to survive, entities have to find a way to sustain themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Certain entities have gotten to the point where they've become so powerful that they need outside sources of energy to sustain themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're using up so much of your energy a day, you have to eat so much food to replace it.
Right, right.
So this demon who's using up so much energy to control these other negatives has to get energy somehow to continue doing it.
So do they pick just anybody, or
a lot of the time the four main things that'll draw a negative in is what they're looking for.
Mm.
They're looking for people who are down on their luck, people who are negative towards the world, people who are easy, people who actually have mental disorders as well. These people, negatives, and demons love to target these people.
Now, we have to stress that you should not go out and take it upon yourself.
No, dude, okay. This is where I get very serious about this. If you have any inkling Like, don't just think because a mentally handicapped person is pointing at you means that they're a demon and they're targeting you.
Yeah.
No, majority of mentally handicapped people out there are legitimately mentally handicapped, and they just want love.
Yeah.
They're very nice people, actually.
Yes.
But there are some who are targeted by demons, and 99% of the time, a mentally handicapped person won't survive the process of a demon attempting to get something from them.
No, they wouldn't.
So it's a very sad, sad thing that happens, but something we have to talk about. But now this is, I know I've been saying that this whole conversation is serious, but this is the most serious thing. If you don't take anything else from this radio show, take this. If you have any inkling, anything in the back of your head, if you violently throw up for no reason, if you are knocked unconscious for no reason, if you are feeling to the point like you are walking through a field of razor wire,
mm-hmm.
if you have any feeling that there is a demon or a negative strong enough around you that it will kill you, it will harm you, these are the things you will feel. You will feel like it is going to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
You are not going to feel like it wants to kill you. You're going to feel like it's going to kill you. A lot of people say, oh, I feel like it wants to kill me. That's not a demon.
Mm-hmm.
A demon will just say, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, they're not going to give you fair warning, though.
A demon's not going to go to you and say, I want to kill you. No, a demon's saying, you're going to be dead.
Yeah.
Demons don't play around. If they've come after you, there's something they want bad. If you have any inclination that there is a demon, there is a powerful negative around you, do not attempt anything to try. Don't attempt anything you've learned on TV. Don't squirt holy water at it. Don't start burning. I know we always talk about sage defending you against negatives. If it is a demon or an extremely powerful negative, this stuff will only piss it off.
Yeah.
This stuff won't save you.
No.
You have to consult somebody in your religion. If you're a Christian, talk to your priest. Let them know, hey, this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
This is happening. I need help. If they won't help you, contact a paranormal group who you trust.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to be us. It can be somebody else.
Yep.
If you know somebody who knows how to deal with demons, talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a buddy who's a priest and you know he's done the demonology class and you think there's a demon around you, talk to him, even if you think.
Mm-hmm.
It is better for them to waste their time coming down to investigate than for you to be attacked by this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Negatives that make you feel like you're going to die are powerful enough to do it to you.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to tell you the truth.
Just trying to educate.
So if you have any, if you feel at all like there is something around you that is trying to kill you, something that is actively trying to kill you, something that is going to harm you.
Yeah.
Talk to somebody who is religiously you trust.
Yeah.
Talk to a priest. Talk to a priestess. Talk to a religious leader. Talk to somebody who's done a demonology course. Call a paranormal group who does cleansings. Talk to your local psychic who does cleansings. Find someone who is trained.
Before all that, though, you want to narrow down that it's not a mental health issue, that it's not a medication issue.
If you have a mental disorder of any type and you're taking a medication, you've been recently changed to a new medication,
it may cause
consult your doctor.
Yeah.
If you have a mental disorder of any type, or you believe you have a mental disorder of any type and you believe that there is a demon attacking you, consult your doctor. You don't have to tell them that you think there's a demon. Just say, hey, I've been having these really weird feelings. I've been feeling this and this and this and this. Is it somewhat something to do with what I have?
Right.
And if the doctor says, yeah, that's something very common, I have a medication for that, then that's probably the issue. But
right.
If your doctor says, I have no idea why that's happening, that shouldn't be happening, then you should consult someone who is trained to deal with these things.
Right.
You don't want to piss these things off.
No.
So I know I just got really, really, really crazy about that, but...
Well, you know what?
Heard of too many people getting hurt.
People don't understand the truth of it because they watch TV and they watch these horror flicks, and these horror flicks define what they are, and they're defined by myth stories.
But I mean, a wonderful movie that I just watched recently, actually, I can't recall the title of it. If anybody knows, it's got Karen Gillan in it, It's about a mirror that they have in their home that is actually cursed or haunted.
Oh, I started watching that today.
No, that was a different one you were watching. This is one I'm. This is a different one. The brother gets out of a mental institution.
Oh, yeah. I know the one you're talking about now.
But if anyone knows that one, it's a wonderful movie because it shows exactly what happens.
Yeah.
They attempt to deal with the mirror themselves.
Yeah.
And Karen Gillan's character ends up dead because of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you got to know which battle to fight.
Yeah, true.
You can't be fighting the battle you know you're going to lose.
See, my thing is, we go in and we have a lot of clients who they have a few little things happen and they Googled what a demon is and it's a demon in their house.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people think immediately, oh, a book fell off my shelf. It's a demon.
Exactly. And 9 times out of 10, no, it's
actually,
not.
Actually, it's more like 9.9 times out of 10.
Pretty much, eh?
It's extreme. In our time, we have not run into one.
No, I haven't.
In my time doing investigations, I haven't run into one. I've only run into one because I was forced into a situation that I had to deal with one.
Yeah.
I was the only one available who could do anything, and I've been somewhat I've not been fully trained how to deal with a demon. I have not been taught the ins and outs of Latin incantations to make them go away or anything like that. I've been trained to the point where I can save someone from a basic demonic possession. I can't save a person who's been possessed for 50 years.
Yeah.
But if someone is being attacked by a demon right now, I could save them.
Now, on another deck of cards here, my personal belief system is that these angels and demons are really good and negative aliens.
A lot of people do believe that.
And but that's just my personal belief. Now, I would be open to being proven wrong if we came across an investigation where there was a demon and I had no choice but to actually accept the concept of a biblical demon, then I would easily accept that, given there was enough sufficient proof. But that doesn't say that I don't acknowledge that they could be out there and that they are troubling people.
We can't prove something is wrong until we know that it does not exist.
Exactly.
We can't prove that it doesn't exist. We've never seen one.
Right.
We've never run into a situation where we could prove definitively that there
they
is
do
no
or
such
don't.
Thing.
Exactly. So we can't prove that they do and we can't prove that they don't. So,
I mean, I've run into, like I said, I ran into an entity that I believe to be a demon.
Right.
It might have been an extremely powerful negative that was trying to do me and other people's harms.
Right.
Harm. But to me, that was a demon.
Yeah.
To the amount of power that it had and the amount of negativity that it had was enough that I believed it was a demon.
Now, I've gone into investigations where something approached me that looked like a demon, but then I noticed that it kept flickering. And I thought, okay, something's up here because it keeps flickering. That's not normal. And then what I found out was that it was he was a farmer when he passed, but he was so angry that he didn't go into the light because his religion told him that if you were good, you went into the light when you died. And if you were bad, you stayed in the darkness. Well, he thought he was in hell and in the darkness. So that anger manifested to a point where he took on what he thought he was, which was bad and evil.
Whereas I have a little girl spirit that follows me around. Everybody who's psychic around me knows her. We found her in an area where there was many negatives in the area around her.
Mm-hmm.
And she had actually taken on the shape of a negative to try to protect herself from the other negatives.
Mm-hmm.
Perfectly positive spirit. Perfectly good, never done anything to harm anybody in her life. But when we first found her, she looked like she was a negative.
Yeah. And some of them will take that on for many, many, many different reasons.
Protection, not understanding what's going on.
Yeah. So the thing is to narrow down what it really, really is. You know?
Yeah, you want to be 100%.
Exactly.
But honestly, if you are feeling like something is trying to kill you, you should consult somebody to get help.
Oh, for sure.
Don't just think, oh, okay, well, outside the box told me I should be 100% sure. No, if you've even got an inkling that there is a demon in your home, again, it is better that somebody waste their time coming down and telling you, oh, no, it's just a draft in your attic.
Yeah.
It's much better
than living in fear, paralyzed in fear.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there's been many times where people have said, oh, there's a demon in my house, and then we've shown up and said, no, it's not a demon. It's another type of negative, and we've gotten rid of it. They're like, oh, my God, it's so much better.
Yeah. It's just everybody automatically assumes that if something's in their house, it's a demon.
Yeah. We can take the literal definition of demon, which is a negative spirit,
mm-hmm.
and say that every negative spirit is a demon.
Demon, yeah.
By the literal sense of the term.
Yeah. True.
Kind of like how a lot of people misuse the word ignorant.
Yeah.
Where ignorant just means without knowledge.
Exactly.
Ignorant does not mean that you're racist. Ignorant just means you're without knowledge.
Yeah.
But, anyways, on this topic of demonology, I think we've covered everything that people need to know. A lot. If you guys have any other questions, I think we got a couple more minutes left.
I'm going to see if we have any more.
If we have any more questions.
Yeah. I was sitting cuddling with the dog. Now I'm going to go through the emails.
Yeah, let's make sure nobody's got any questions.
Okay.
Oh, and I'm letting everybody else know who is listening from outside Canada, if you're listening in the States or anywhere else. I don't know if this program goes anywhere but Canada, but anyway.
No, it goes all over the world.
We cannot do consultations over Skype.
No.
No, computers don't work for us knowing whether or not something's in your house.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, anyone who does not live in the Southern Ontario region, I'm sorry, but the Paranormal Paragons cannot help at this moment. We don't own a jet yet.
Yeah, we don't. Or a tank.
Oh, yeah. We have a tank. It's just small. And
yeah.
It's run by the iPod.
All right. So I noticed that one did pop up here while we were chatting. Someone wants to know how the demons got their names. Were they named by Satan, or were they named by God, or were they named by people?
Okay. So you're probably talking about the archdemons, like in the Bible, like Belphegor, all the different ones that I don't remember any of the other names. I haven't read the Christian Bible in like 15 years, but I know
Leviathan is one.
Yeah, Leviathan, Legion, as many people know. I do know the story of Legion 100%. Legion is actually a combination of many smaller negatives who have combined to become a much more powerful negative.
Mm-hmm.
And it calls itself Legion because it is many spirits.
Right.
But, that's one thing pop culture actually gets right.
Yeah.
Is that Legion is a bunch of spirits all smashed together. But, no, a lot of the time with all these different spirits, it was an encounter between a priest or someone of a religious background and one of these things, and it has named itself. A lot of demons that I know of, a lot of the names of demons that I know of, is the demon has named itself.
Okay.
I cannot confirm or deny that, to be honest. I know that for the most part they name themselves.
Right.
But I believe that it's either they name themselves or Satan names them, because God pretty much would just consider everything a demon.
Okay.
So I'm not an expert on the Christian religion.
Right.
But I do know that in the Wiccan religion, anyways, we don't really have a demon per se. But spirits are named after their fathers and mothers, so the ones who created them. But so, I'm guessing we just got a funny comment.
No, I'm hearing our manager snore in the background.
Oh yeah, he's having a nap with the baby.
That's hilarious. So Sam, I have a question for you then. Going strictly by biblical standards, when there was that guy with the demons, Jesus took it out and threw it into the pigs. Now, they begged to go into the pigs. Where was he going to send them, if not into the pigs?
Okay, so...
And I don't understand that.
As a lot of religions like to say, Their version of hell is basically a jail. It's a prison for those who've done wrong.
Right.
By that religion's standpoints. Hell is a jail that locks up all the sinners, and it was locked up with the original sinner. And in like Norse mythology, Helheim
right.
is a place where people go if they did not live a valiant enough life to go to Valhalla.
Right.
And a lot of stuff like that. And with Egyptian mythology, if your heart weighed more than a feather, you were eaten.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, weird jackal crocodile things. They look
cool.
pretty cool, though. But, I mean, from the hieroglyphics, at least. But anyways, getting way off topic here. where in the Christian mythology where they're sent is back to hell.
Okay.
To be locked up. But, I mean, if you read the Christian Bible, you know hell is a terrible prison. It doesn't hold anything in.
But when the pigs went over the cliff and died, didn't they automatically go back to hell anyways?
Well, see, spirits work a lot differently than they would. Christian belief is that spirits go to heaven or hell. That's it.
Right.
There is no in-between.
Okay.
Whereas we all know, psychics all know that there is an in-between.
Yes.
There's here. And
right.
there's many other places that they can, that spirits can go.
Right.
But basically when the pigs went off the cliff, I haven't read that part of the Bible, so I don't know it well.
Yeah.
But basically the spirits would have been released.
Okay.
So either they would have been called back to hell immediately.
Okay.
Or they would have been released out into the world.
Oh,
but what
okay.
Jesus could have also done to them, what a lot of healers know and a lot of psychics know is that the universe takes on energy and converts it into energy that it can use.
Right.
Nature converts energy. The universe converts energy. It's all just energy to the universe. It
mm-hmm.
doesn't really care.
No.
What Jesus could have done is just fed them to a tree.
Yeah.
Given them to the nature and given them to the universe to use as energy for itself.
Okay. Interesting.
So if we got any more questions, I think we got a little
No,
more
I
time.
Think that's about it.
Okay, perfect.
That's about it. So we're going to call it a night.
I hope everybody had an educational experience.
Yeah.
If you guys have any further questions, let us know.
Yeah, just email us at contact@paranormalparagons.com. And
we have a Facebook page.
Yeah.
Just look us up, Paranormal Paragons, on Facebook.
For sure.
Send us a message on there. We'll get back to you as soon as we can. If we get enough emails through everything, we possibly might do a question and answer episode on Outside the Box. I don't know for
sure.
But if we get enough questions, we might do just a whole entire episode where we just answer people's questions.
Excellent. Sounds like a good plan.
I don't know if I just totally just like
nope.
destroyed my mom's. It's like,
no,
we were planning something else.
No. No, at this point, I'm like, tomorrow's my birthday. My brain's in birthday mode.
Yeah. Her birthday that day. Her grandson's birthday the next day. My wife's birthday is the next
day after
that. Yeah, I got a busy week.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you all for listening. Hope you had a wonderful time. Hope you learned something today.
And get outside, take off your shoes and socks, and connect with Mother Earth.
Oh, yeah. If you're out west, you got at least 2 to 3 more hours where... 2 or 3 hours behind us, so you got quite a lot of sunshine left.
Exactly.
Enjoy the day. Carpe diem. That's
Take
it.
Take care.
Take care, everybody.